I'm very excited to come and speak to you about the anointing. I think this is our 9th program on the anointing. And so we've been building a case. We've been building a foundation. We've been teaching you to flow more and more and to be sensitive to God's presence. And today we're going to look at and just wrap things up. What is the anointing? Who is the anointing? And to me, that's a very special, special topic, because if we don't understand the anointing, how can we as a church, how can we learn to be led by God's Spirit? How can we learn to be obedient to God's Spirit? Let us pray. Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you that you have released an anointing that abides 2,000 years ago. And right now, Lord, every Christian, every believer who has the Holy Spirit in them, they have Him in them. They have the anointing in them, Lord. And I pray that the anointing will now be released from their inmost being, that there will be a flow, Lord, as I pray this morning, that there will be an activation, Father, that there will be just a spark that, like Jesus says, unless you are born again, that there will be a born-again experience again this morning, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. That there will be an activation, Lord. There will be just an aha moment where they just say, wow, wow, I can feel the presence of God. Lord, I pray that your presence will come. Lord, come and do it. Jesus, come and do it. Holy Spirit, come and do it. That people may know you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. So we saw that the word anointing appears about 3 times in the Bible, the anointing. And that is where the anointing is actually compared to a person. And this person is Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible says Jesus is the Christ. The word Christ is the anointed one. And so the anointing is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And when we look at Jesus Christ, later Paul begins to call him Christ Jesus. Now, Jesus is no longer here in person, in the flesh, but he's now here in the Spirit. And we can know him through the anointing. And therefore, we call him Christ Jesus, the Anointed One. I love a revelation God has given me in the book of John chapter 1. Now, in the book of John chapter 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Hallelujah. Now that word for Word is the Logos. Now that's the pillar of fire. That was the same pillar of fire that appeared to Moses in the desert. Hallelujah. And that is the anointing. Hallelujah. And so Moses had an encounter with the Anointed One, with Jesus Christ, the Anointed One. I just begin to sense his presence run down my back. And I'm in his presence already. Thank you, Father. And God's just releasing his presence right now over you. It falls like rivers, like a waterfall over you right now. I just begin to see water falling over people right now. I see an angel pouring buckets over people as people are just getting covered in the anointing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Now, the anointing is also the character and the nature of God. If you flow in the anointing, you flow in the very character and the very characteristics of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. If you want to know Jesus, you got to know the anointing, because the anointing is a combination of ingredients we saw, like the anointing oil that was created in the Old Testament, which is set apart. And so God has given us the Holy Spirit, which is, if you look in Galatians chapter 5:22, I'm just putting all these things together. It says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, patience, kindness, self-control, gentleness, faithfulness. This is what the Holy Spirit's fruit is. There's one fruit. Oh, in one of the former programs, I saw a golden apple, and God says to me, it is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. I didn't even see that. Thank you, Jesus. So the golden apple is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And so there's not many fruits. There's one fruit. consisting out of many ingredients. Hallelujah. And that fruit we saw in former programs is love. Hallelujah. And so when you are in the anointing, you are in the character of God, which is love. Hallelujah. If you see, people think God is a God of judgment and they want to know Him through judgment, but God is a God of love. So look at this. Another definition of what the anointing is a smearing. It's a thick oil that runs over people. In the Old Testament, the priests were anointed with oil, and oil would run down their beard. Listen to this, Psalm 133, verse 1. The song of ascent of David. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the precious ointment poured on the head, run down the beard, even the beard of Aaron, the high priest, that came down the collar and the skirt of his garment, consecrating the whole body. It is like the dew of lofty Mount Hermon and the dew that comes on the hills of Zion. For there the Lord commands the blessing, even life forevermore, upon the high and the holy, or the lowly. So, you know, it says here that when brothers dwell together in unity, there is harmony, and there God commands His blessing. But it says it's also like an oil. That's an oil that runs down Aaron's head, it goes down his beard, and it goes down on his skirt, over his body, and it consecrates the whole man. Hallelujah. If you remember in one of the former programs, I started feeling God touching my beard. And it's sometimes when I begin to minister, God begins to touch my beard, and it's like oil running down my beard. And so that means God is saying you are beginning to getting into the thick oil. You're getting to the place of the thickness of my presence. It's like a fine tuning that God has taught me by the Spirit of God, by the anointing, to get into the thick presence of God. We call that the glory of God. Hallelujah. So the glory of God is also His anointing. When we begin to flow in the anointing, we begin to sense the glory of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So here in 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, John says this. We've looked at this quite a few times, but I want to conclude this, putting all of this together that we can understand what the anointing is. The anointing is even the Father. Now listen to this. Jesus says, I'm going to go away. And you know, I'm going to go to my Father. And the Father is greater than I. And we kind of wonder, wow, where is the Father? And he says, the disciple says, we don't know where the Father is. We want to go to the Father, but we don't know how to get there. And Jesus says, you know the way. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. So he says, listen, if you understand my character, if you understand my nature, then you're going to begin to see the person and the nature of the Father. Hallelujah. And he says, the anointing is going to teach you. I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit and He's going to teach you. And we kind of think, well, is there now a Father? And then there's Jesus, and then there's the Holy Spirit, and then there's the anointing. No, they are one. And which means, when we know the anointing, we know the Father. We know the character of the Father. Hallelujah. You know what I love about the anointing is I get to know God's very person. I get to know His very person in the anointing. I just begin to sense His presence now. You see, when you begin to intentionally look for His person and you say, God, I want to know You. You can't know Him without the anointing. That's why God has given us the anointing, to know Him. And we need to flow in that river and be in that place of abidance, which is in His Word. That's why He gave us His Word. You know, people often, Jesus says, listen, if you don't keep my words and my words don't remain in you, then you are cut off. Then you can't abide. You can't stay. And if you don't stay in my love, as I stayed in my Father's love, there's going to be no anointing. Hallelujah. So the anointing is also the flow of God's love. In 1 John, John makes the statement, and that's so freeing to me, which connects with being qualified. He says, it's not that we loved God. Often we try to perform, we try to love God. I spoke about that in the former programs. It's not the love for God, but it's the love of God. If we understand His love for us, we can freely enjoy His love. We can enter into a place of saying, wow, it's not that I love Him. It's that He has loved me first, because He is love. Hallelujah. And when you're in that place of His love, the anointing cannot but flow. The presence of God cannot but manifest. Hallelujah. Jesus says this. He says, those who believe in my name, they will see these signs and wonders follow. Why? Because they have believed. They've entered and they've accepted that place. They've accepted the word Jesus says. And they've now taken that position of being in the anointing. And now there's a manifestation going to take place. Remember right where we begin, I said to you, Jesus says to those Jews who believed in Him, He says, if you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth. I want to say you will know the anointing. Hallelujah. Because the anointing is the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and He will guide you into all truth. Hallelujah. He says, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Hallelujah. The truth will refresh you. The truth will bring life to you. The truth will heal you. The truth will deliver you. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, I'm just getting so excited about the anointing and who the anointing is and what the anointing is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Wow, I want to say this. The anointing is a place of qualification. It's a place where you are accepted in the Beloved, where you can just fall back into God's heart. You can fall back into God's lap. You can just come and sit on His lap and say, Lord, I thank you that I am accepted. The anointing is a place where I am greatly loved by God, where I receive His love. If we try to perform before God, if we try to show God we love Him, we can't receive. When we receive the qualified place, we are anointed. We are already set apart. And now the presence of God comes. I want to go into a much deeper detail, but it might confuse you. But you know, faith is not something that you see. Faith is being sure of what you hope for. So if I hope to be in the presence of God, if I hope to live in His Word, then that faith becomes real. And now my senses begin to experience the closeness. Now I begin to know the truth. And that's the anointing. Hallelujah. That's where there's a manifestation of some kind, where I know God is close to me. And you know what happens in that place? Every time I have an encounter with Him, every time I have some kind of a revelation, some kind of a download, some kind of a manifestation, I get to know Him better. And that's God's purpose. God gave us the Spirit to help us to help get to know Him better. Hallelujah. To help bring us into a more deeper and a more real and a more intimate relationship with Him. Hallelujah. I want to pray for you right now. Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the anointing, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your anointing, Lord. I thank you for Jesus, the anointed one. I thank you for the Holy Spirit, the Christ in us, Lord. Thank you that Christ Jesus now lives in us, Lord. Thank you that we can have a shift in our mind, that we are qualified, that we are accepted in the Beloved, Lord. I just feel the presence of God getting stronger as the truth begins to set us free, Father. I just feel tingling all over my head. And God says, I'm going to baptize some people right now with the Holy Spirit. There's a revelation of such an immersion in God's presence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. And as we step into that place, as we begin to accept your acceptance, Lord, wow. We don't have to be qualified anymore. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who live not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what it means. This is what Paul was trying to explain to us, that we may abide in that place, Lord. I pray for people that will begin to be in that unity with you, where you will begin to command a blessing upon their lives, Lord, in Jesus' name. That blessing will come upon them. Father, blessing upon blessing, grace upon grace will come upon people right now, Lord. That the ceilings upon their lives will be broken in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Wow, that was exciting. I'm in His presence right now, and I'm just excited to stay there. And may God's abiding anointing stay in your life. Thank you for having joined us for this whole series. If this was your last program, you just came in, go back to the former programs, go through them, go work through them, as we're going to build on these programs. So it's not just nice programs to give you information, but I want to build in you that you can grow and flow with God's presence and be led by God's presence. Come and follow us on Patmore Studio. Tell your friends about it. If you want more information, come to our Telegram channel at Patmore Studio. Hallelujah. Amen.